We want serving others to be a primary task of this church community. And we want to live up to this encouragement given by the writers of Hebrews. So anyway, on October 1993, in the town of Worcester, Massachusetts, police found an elderly woman dead on her kitchen floor. But this was no ordinary discovery. She had been dead for 4 years. True story. Police estimated that she died of natural causes in 1989 because that's when her bank transactions stopped. But how could she become so cut off, from her community? Well, to some extent at least, she caused it herself. She didn't like to be bothered by anyone. She had lived in the neighborhood for 40 years, but no one in her neighborhood knew her. She never spoke to anyone. So when neighbors thought that something was wrong in 1989, they called the police. The police called one of her brothers who said, "Well, I think she's living in a nursing home." And so the police stopped the mail delivery. One of the neighbors cut the grass in the yard to keep the neighborhood looking good. Another neighbor had the water cut off when pipes froze and water came running out the front door. All that time, the woman lay dead in her kitchen floor. Relationships. You see, folks, true community only develops when we reach out to one another and spend real time with one another. Spend real time with one another. It only comes when we truly form relationships and weave our lives together. Weave our lives together. So if you want to find a church tribe that won't put your fire out, three, look for a church community that makes being together or fellowshipping a priority. Hebrews 10:25a says, "Not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some." You see, apparently some of the people in that Jewish Christian community were abandoning the practice of gathering for worship and fellowship. There were probably many reasons: persecution, the influence of their practicing Jewish friends, but probably most likely indifference and laziness. So the writer had to remind them how a real church had to be. It had to be together. You know, that's one reason a year or so ago we formed what's called a fellowship team. A fellowship team. And we put a real crazy lady in charge of it. Now, now, you know what my suggestion was? I said, let's form a partying team. But the team overruled me. They thought fellowship team would be a much better name. But you know, their sole priority is to make sure that we laugh a lot and that we fellowship together a lot. That is what the fellowship team's purpose is. I think a church ought to laugh a lot. Matter of fact, it's too bad we don't spend more time laughing. Don't you think we as a church, not necessarily this church, but the church, spend too much time thinking we're too serious? I mean, I don't know about you. This is me now. Sometimes I wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and I just gotta laugh. I mean, what else can you say, right? It proves to me that God has a good sense of humor. Right, Ron? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who needs enemies? All right, so look for a church that makes being together or fellowshipping together a priority. We need to be together as a church community. You know, the people we associate with have tremendous influence in our lives, whether it's good or bad. And if any of you have had teenagers in your households, I'm sure you as a parent or grandparent have made that statement, or you yourself have heard that. You know, associating with those folks, right? Yeah, we've all heard it or said it ourselves. And for believers to hold on to the Christian hope and stay focused on the faith, fellowship with other Christians is absolutely vital. It is absolutely vital. We must have the accountability and encouragement that comes from being together. We are social creatures. We cannot succeed in the faith without the community of the church. We have a corporate identity. Christianity doesn't work as a solo. It only works in relationship with others. One part of the body cannot exist without the other. This is why if you talk to me very often, you know that I believe that all of us should be involved with some sort of small group through the church. I believe strongly in that.